games now, that's got to be a big help trying to get them out for the playoffs.
It would come into this building twice on back-to-back nights, and for us tonight it was 4-6 into Jersey, who's playing so tough, and into Philly, into Tampa last night. So I thought our first period was good, and then we were absolutely gassed after that. So we went to the ulterior program and threw our goalie at him for a while, and that worked well, actually. No, we just, I go out a real honest bunch of guys here, and they work their butts off every day. I mean, some things are easy, some things aren't for us, but we were a fatigued hockey team coming in here, and you could see it in some of the bounces that we couldn't recover from and things that we couldn't do. But you know what? That's what it's all about, finding a way to win. And I'm really proud of the fact that they hung in there. That's what we did, hung in there tonight.
Cole beats this team, I guess, for second time in about 9 days.
He's had some big goals for us. Scored the tying goal last night in Tampa, and he's just a real good veteran player. And tonight, you know, he had a good first period, and then the second period was pretty rough, as with the rest of the team. And you know, he just said, "Look, I got no legs. I got nothing." And so we talked about just staying in it, you know, stay in the fight as long as you can, and he gets a big goal.
Do you have any reservations about starting Cam twice in 2 days?
No. You check our lineup card. You're going to see that name first for the near and the not near future.
He seemed even sharper, maybe.
Yeah. One of the things we haven't practiced our hockey team much, and a big part of that is that Cam really doesn't need 140 practice shots. You know, unfortunately we give up enough in the games that he gets all the work he needs to in the game. So he feels good, so we're going to play him.
When you see the shot chart go up and up and up, and then you think about last night, can you remember unlikelier 3 points to get out of a weekend?
Very strange in that our best game was in Philadelphia, and we outshot them and lost 2-1. They're the only game that we played on this trip so far that we didn't get a point out, we played our best game. Played a great game in Philly, had the better of the chances, you know, really, really good, and got nothing. And, you know, the last two nights we had stretches where we didn't control the play and get some points out of there. But that, I guess that's the way it evens out. And when you got a goaltender like we do, you're always in the game.
And you were obviously, like you had said, gassed in the second period.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of hang in there, get that second goal, and that's you.
Yeah. So it's by the emotions of giving up the second goal to make it 2-2 for them early in the first. That's where you worry about the next 5 minutes of the game turning. I thought we handled that pretty good. And that was good. You know, once we get the first 5 minutes after a goal like that, thought we were all right. I made, you know, decided at the 5:08 stoppage that I was running three lines, and I was pretty sure about 3 minutes. Then there wasn't a whistle, so you're hoping for some whistles when your bench is as tired as ours, and there wasn't. They just ran the clock, and we were gassed, and did a pretty good job though, you know, with the goalie out, enough off ice pressure, but some nice defensive play back there. So it wasn't pretty, but we were certainly not throwing that one back.
But you